We have the work of the Wesleyan Church, which today we call the Methodist Church, among the various estates. And there's clear evidence that blacks were attracted to the church. Then they began to express themselves from an Afrocentric perspective, dancing and expressing themselves within their own language, in their own word. And the Wesleyan documents, which we have access to, they all indicate that by mid-19th century, that we have black in the Wesleyan church expressing themselves in a particular way and at their own convenience holding prayer meetings. The earliest references to these people call them wilderness people, but we later know that these people were also referred to the Shakers, and today we call them spiritual Baptists.